Welcome to this episode of Dante's Inferno. Hope you get a ton of value. Enjoy.
To have like up to 8 speakers for the free version, but like up to 100 people watching all the speakers at once. So if you want to hold like a webinar or like a training or just like a private like Facebook group or something, we have a lot of people like looking at your content. I find this is a really great tool to like get people in the room watching as you're delivering the teachings or you know whatever you're centered and focused on.
Sick.
Yeah,
it's good to know. One of my things is I try to get an account on every single major social media so that when someone says, hey, do you have WhatsApp? Do you have this? My answer is always, yeah.
Dude, what's your, because I mean, fuck, dude, it's all these social media platforms, it's a lot. Like, if you're actually taking producing content seriously and like attacking each platform, how many platforms are you on? Do you find it a struggle to produce content? How do you balance everything out so you're not like
Well, actually, wait, let me ask you, are you recording this right now?
Yeah.
Set up? Beautiful. Okay, then the answer is so basically there is a lot out there. I use some programs to help me with that. Like I'll use If This Then That or whatever. Yeah, that program, because it'll link things together. I focus on what really matters, prioritization towards Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, like there is a lot out there, but like I've got no need to really, you know, build on all these different platforms. Instagram is really the thing that for me, that's where I get my shout outs. That's where people come to me and they see my profile and then they come to me. So I do it whatever works. And yeah. Facebook is really easy for me to communicate with people. Instagram, those are like definitely the primary two. So I tend to try to not do the whole putting an article into every single thing and doing something here and there and just focusing on those, because then I can have like one thing that is stable and also not focus all my effort on, you know, social media as well.
Most definitely. Dude, okay, so we're getting into some really cool shit, but before that happens,
yeah.
Can you let people know who you are and, like, what you do and just give your, tell a little bit about you so they can get some context for who's on and what you're all about?
Sounds good. Well, the name's Hazel, and basically I am a social coach from Toronto. I work with people online and in person. And I travel around, and what I basically do is I help people cultivate competence in key social areas of their life. So social is basically friends, family, romance. And so there's key practical ideas that you can learn that will improve those areas of your life. Like improving friendships is like building social circles wherever you go and establishing and maintaining relationships. The romance side is finding romance wherever you go. And knowing how to do that, knowing how to initiate, establish, and maintain romantic relationships, whatever you want. Some people want to build competence in that. Some people want multiple romantic partners. Some people want one romantic partner. And the family side is understanding how to communicate with your loved ones and how to avoid issues. That's often the hardest part. Those are the hardest people that it is often for my clients and just for people to communicate with is family and how to get across. So how to get across in like a non-violent way. So basically,
like non-aggressive, non like attacking them and they're attacking you is like toxic.
Exactly. Like everyone's got like a family member, like a mom or a dad or a brother who they're just like, why the fuck is this person like this? Like, why can't I just cooperate with this person? So I take my practice from non-violent communication, which is a type of communication that has been developed for all types of people to communicate with each other in the best way possible. And it's basically a program by Marshall Rosenberg. And he went around the country like teaching his methods of communication. So I take a lot of that and use that in the family stuff. But basically, yeah, competence breeds confidence. Social competence breeds social confidence. If you want to ride a motorcycle, it's not about being confident, it's about being competent. So I teach people practical social skills that they can use to enhance their daily life and get the results with people they want so that they don't have to live in this scarcity of always wondering and waiting, like, what's going to go on? Like, if I break up with my whoever, what's going to happen? If I lose this friend, if I go here, what's going to happen? How come whenever I go out, I always can't really meet anyone. Like, how come I can never communicate with anyone in my family? And so,
why am I scared shitless to talk to a random stranger? Why is it just like this natural, organic thing?
Yeah, exactly. And then once you're good at it, it looks really good. Like, it looks good on the outside. It doesn't look like you're using any tactics.
Yeah, no, often, very very congruent, very authentic.
Yeah, exactly. Once you know how to do it, then it's natural. Sort of like you go around the world to make it just, you know, seem as effortless as it would be at the beginning.
Yeah.
Can I just say your energy is fucking off the chain, man? Like, I love the vibe. Like, super positive, like, epic, man.
Yeah, man, that's the way to be. Like, I'm an optimist because I'm a realist, and I take in reality hard. And, you know, the thing is, there are five things in this world that I want. I want to be healthy, wealthy, I want to have love and connection, I want to live my passions, and I want to be happy. So health, wealth, love, passion, happiness. And that's basically it. And every day I keep working towards those things. I've broken it down exactly what they are. And every day I just keep working towards them. I don't spend my time on anything I don't want to do. That's a key. That's something that a lot of people don't do. But I never do anything I don't want to do. There's always a way you can get it done. Like, if you work towards your goal.
So you are resonating with what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm definitely resonating with what I'm doing. And it's working to some extent. Like, yes, you do have to make money no matter what you do. But the more time and effort you give to things that isn't what you want to do, you know, obviously the less amount of time you spend on the things that you do want to do. So you're kind of just wasting. Like, know that yeah, you have to, every now and then there's stuff that you got to do, unless, yes, you got to make money. But unless it's actually going towards a goal, and I would say a goal under any of those five categories, which are basically all every category that matters, health, wealth, love, passion, happiness. If you're putting, like, you know, half your day into something else, like, I would say maybe reevaluate your priorities. Think about it, because how could you be spending more time towards what you want to do? And if your end goal is joy, if your end goal is to accomplish something, the more time you spend putting towards that.
Cut out a little bit, brother. Hazel! The internet connection, brother, it's unstable! You there, man? You froze.
Happy to say that.
There we go. You're back.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, at this time in my life, I give, like, as little, if not zero amount of time for anything that I don't want to do. Like, I'll go around the world for my dreams, but I won't go down the street, like, for nothing. It's just, there's nothing, like, more painful to me than spending my effort on stuff that isn't, you know, what I want to do when it's not necessary.
Yeah, very good point, man. I have to agree with you. Like, at this point in my life, it's mainly about the feeling behind the things I'm doing, rather than, like, what is actually going to get me, right? Like, so many people are very focused on, like, taking as much as they can and trying to fill, like, this hole in their happiness and self-esteem and confidence with external shit. But what I found in my life is, like, when I started turning inward to, like, okay, what feeling do I get from this? Is it, like, a good vibe? Do I feel good about it? Is this empowering? Or is this stripping away from me and taking away from my power? So, like, things like, you know, meditation or reading books, like, these are things that require some level of, like, willpower and, like, discipline, just, like, focus, basically, like, focus on it. And this is kind of woo-woo-y, but there's, like, an energy behind different habits, right? So when you're smoking a cigarette or smoking, like, some crack, that's a certain energy behind that, which is, like, low, dark, dense, heavy, it's frenetic, chaotic. When you just meant, like, meditation or reading a book or coaching, right, when you're in service to someone, when you're grateful for what you have, I found that feeling translates very well into, like, business, relationships, family. So it's really cool that you help people sort out these different areas of their life, because so many just kind of leave it, like, just whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good for that, to let that be the way you make decisions, or be like, the whatever happens, happens, because things will just happen, and they'll happen, and they'll be shitty, and you could have changed it if you were prepared. Like, you, to understand, to get what you want, like, to have an abundance in, let's say, love, that means that you know how to create that for yourself, or to have an abundance in wealth, or to have an abundance in being healthy. That means you know how to do that. Like, if you don't know how to do that, then it's you know, probably going to happen, because the universe doesn't always give you things for free. You can't just like hope that something will fall in your lap. You need to, you know, learn how to do that. And so that's why I think like you need to like focus on learning how to do this stuff. And that's why I teach these things, and I support these things. And one thing that, because the thing is, health, wealth, love, passion, happiness, one of those things is wealth. And if you can learn how to make money, that's just one lesson that you have to learn in life. And then once you learn that, then that's good. Then you're in abundance of wealth, which means that you're making more money than you, you know, need or are spending. And then once you have that, what are you going to do? You're going to spend your life being healthy, being with family, living your passions, or being happy, or doing whatever you want. So people who design their whole lives, those are five things that you need to focus on. You can't design your whole life around one of them. If it's like the gym, or if it's just relationships, you need all of them. Because say you did it just for wealth, you just design your life around wealth, then okay. So your goal is to basically get an abundance of wealth. You want wealth. Then once you get that, like, what are you going to do? You have that. So you're doing something, and I'm doing something that it's what I want to do. Like, this is my passion. It's helping my relationships. It's very healthy. And it will bring in money, because I'm learning how to make money off of it. But if I just focus on just making money off of it, then I might as well, you know, do something else, because it's like, there's, I'm not just doing this to make money. And like, if you did it just to make money, then there might be something else that might work better, or maybe not, but you have to do it. But I do this just not because of wealth, because wealth will sort itself out, because I'm learning about that later. Eventually it'll come to a point where I'm going to keep learning and learning and learning, and I'm just going to get smarter. My bank account's just going to go higher because I study that. So it's not really something that I need to like chase.
Yeah.
But this is basically what the part of me that is me that I want to build. Like, wealth will happen because I'm studying it. So let's cultivate myself into who I want to be, because that's literally, there's literally nothing else to do. Like, just focus on myself.
Powerful, man. Powerful. Just enjoy like where you're at. Enjoy the progress. And just, yeah, man. I mean, that's fucking huge. Like, so many people get caught up in like, I don't have money right now, or how am I going to get the money, or the end result, or, and then they compare either with other people or with like their future self, like why they're not, you know, like I play guitar, right? So when I was first starting out singing and playing guitar, I was fucking terrible. And I would compare myself to all these people who put in years and years and years of fucking time and energy and coaching and lessons and fucking went on stage billions of times. And I compare myself with that person and like beat myself up and use it as a way to like self-attack, which then made me stop doing the thing that gave me so much joy in the beginning that I was already passionate about. So I think it's very, 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 very important how, like, what fucking cup you're pouring your shit into, and like being aware of how you're thinking about it and the place it's coming from, right? Like, you have fucking killer energy, and I can tell that just from your vibes that you're going to go really fucking far, and you're in a really powerful position right now. And a lot of people aren't aware of,
hell yeah,
what, like, why am I doing this, you know? And then when they try to think about it, there's so much resistance. To me at least, it should be very clear, like, what am I doing right now? Why am I doing it? And what results is this going to have? If it's, if any one of those pieces is, you know, toxic or negative or, you know, low vibration or disempowering, like, I'm not fucking doing it, or hanging out with that person or doing that event. So yeah, man, fucking powerful. Hey, let's give everybody listening something practical. So what's like the number one thing that you experience, like, that people struggle with when it comes to the people you help and coach? Like, what's the one, like, the biggest problem, like, bar none?
Cool. Well, yeah, basically, so when it comes to training social skills, so the thing that I recommend to do is to go out into the world and see what it's like to go start a conversation with someone. Most people, I don't know, before I was into actively working on my social skills and improving my life in that manner, I would just sort of, you know, let things happen to me. But now what I do is I constantly go out into the world as if the world is a gym where I can exercise my social skills. So if you want to see where you're at when it comes in term of building a social circle or making or establishing a romantic relationship with someone that you don't know or making a friend, what you can do is you can go out into the world and say to yourself, there's someone I want to talk to, and then what, and then do it, and then watch yourself and see how it goes. And if it goes really well, then that's where you are. If you feel like you have anxiety from it, then that's where you are, and that's okay. Wherever you are is okay, because where you are is not like a life sentence. You can improve all these things. So if you find that you can't, you know, turn someone into a friend, or if you see like a cute girl and you want to talk to her, but you can't pull that out of you, then that's fine. See where you are. That's where you're at. And then from there, you can say, okay, so that is a skill that I would like to learn, and that's what I want to put forward. And then I guess when it comes to practical improvements on that, that's when I come in. People come to me because I do the dating coaching thing as well. I do it from start to finish, like from, you know, there's someone I want to talk to, from meeting them, from building interest, to getting connected, to communicating, to dating, things like that. And then there's always like a practical thing that you can do. When it comes to attraction and reasons why people are attracted to you or want to talk to you, it's very specific reasons. Like there are specific things that you can do to actually build interest and to make yourself more charismatic and to flick the switches in the person's brain that makes them interested in you. So that's like a practical way of seeing where you're at. And then it just gets even more practical from there.
I love it, man.
So what do you think about that?
So obviously everyone listening, right? The big thing is, because I'm fucking 100% on board with you, dude. Like I was dating coach for 2.5 years for Sasha P. Way, volunteered for RSD summits and all kinds of stuff, went out and went through the fire of being anxious and getting rejected and having people like guys hitting on their wives, coming, big fucking dudes like, get the fuck away from my wife. And it's just like, you know, being like this
kid. Yeah.
I'm just trying to learn, man. Like, fuck. So the big thing that people, I'm guessing, listening to that is like, okay, sure. The pretty girl at the bar or the restaurant or at the coffee shop, the bookstore, I want to talk to her. It's there. So
yeah.
What would you do, right? Boom. Right? Hansel, fucking boom. You're fucking there. Like, what do you do to get that person?
Okay, so
let all that shit go and just go for it.
So basically one of my favorite things to do is like take this in consideration. If you want to learn how to fight, you don't go on the street and start fighting. You go to the boxing gym and you do that there. You know, if you want to make a song, if you want to make a band, you don't go on stage, you go to the studio. There's always, for all situations, there are places you can go to practice those things. Like if you want to climb a giant cliff, you go to the rock climbing gym and you practice those skills. So imagine this. Imagine I brought you into my place and I said, hey, okay, behind, like I got my gym here, I got my rock wall here, and behind this door is a simulator to help people improve their social skills. So if we walk in and I flick a switch on the wall, then all of a sudden all these holograms will come up and they're so programmed so perfectly that they will respond exactly the way people will if you go up and you be normal to them. So if you want to use this tactic or this method of opening conversation, you can practice here. If you want to practice your speech, your tonality, your body language, your holding court ability, stories that you have in mind, trying to turn a romantic partner into a romantic interest into a romantic partner, you can go into this room and you'll practice and it will be real. But the only thing is that it's all stimulation, so it doesn't really matter. That is the mentality that I put into my client's brain right before about to do anything. So I'll take them to the mall and I'll just be like, turn off the switch and turn it back on as if everything's a hologram. If you can really understand that it doesn't really matter, it works best if you're in a big city, because Toronto, you know, in Toronto, I'm in a city where there's literally endless amounts of people. And you got to get into a frame where you realize it doesn't matter. Everyone is very focused on the outcome when it comes to these kinds of things instead of the process. If you can be process dependent, whether they reject you or not, it doesn't matter because you're practicing the skill. And another thing, if they reject you, that's good because it means that you didn't reject yourself. What's worse is if you reject yourself, you say, oh, no, I can't do it. Then you're rejecting yourself and you get nothing. If they reject you, it doesn't matter it doesn't matter if they reject you or not. What matters is if you reject yourself with the opportunity or not. And then if you have a coach, if you have someone who's telling you exactly what to do, then you can practice like a proven system to establish relationships. And then once you have that competence, then you'll have confidence. And then you can start breaking the rules like Da Vinci, because you're already a master. You know, you already know what to do.
Yeah.
So if it goes this way, it goes that way, you know what to do. So that way you have so much free space to be whoever you are.
You gotta get, like, I love that fucking mentality you just put out there, dude. Because it's like, it's literally like the fucking Matrix, man. You just fuck up. It's a very powerful mentality. And it, like, you gotta have that, and you have to have the basics down. Like, you gotta have that before you can start going around your own way, inventing shit. Like, that's when style comes into it. But before you get style, you have to, like, or like on a guitar, right? All right, I gotta learn the chords, I gotta learn the fucking scales, just learn one fucking song, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, you develop yourself. But dude, real quick, I wanna, like, convert this, because I think this is very powerful, and you just kind of opened a direction that's fucking insane. So, for a lot of guys, right, you're in the bookstore, everyone listening, you're in the bookstore, you see that pretty girl.
Yeah.
You wanna talk to her. But then it's like, my thing, and I want to get your perspective on this. Why do you think that there's such this, like, reactive, negative charge? And why is it such a big deal to go talk to this girl? Because let's say you go talk to her, and she fucking loves you. You guys sleep together, and she becomes your girlfriend. Like, the thing that pops to mind is, like, most guys, this is just my humble opinion, they're trying to use girls or money or whatever it might be to fill these holes in, like, them not having a purpose or, you know, insecurity. And it's like they think getting the girl, having sex, is going to, like, fix them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's definitely not something that I recommend or toy with. Like, your inner strength does not come from outside, and it does not come from your wins. It comes from you on the inside as, like, a pure, just you are you. Because if it comes from anything else, that will break down, and then you'll have no stability. It can't be about the girls or the outcome or, like, wanting to check shit off your list. And that's why you feel confidence or confident. Yeah, it can't be from that. It has to be from inside you to be legit. And you can get that. Anyone can get that.
And isn't it so much better when you're in that position where you're not, like, all right, let me try to figure out if I can fuck this one. But instead of using it as a way to, like, give you a little bit of self-esteem, because it does, right? You get validation, and then it, even worse, if you fucking go brag about it to your friends, you take pictures and shit, it's like, you get this dirty high. But, like, isn't it much better if you could just be out in the world and you draw your confidence from, like you're saying, internally, where you reward yourself just by saying, yo, I'm going to talk to her, like, yeah, okay, sure, she's like, fuck you, whatever. I mean, that's an extreme example. Or just, like, gives you a weird look and kind of shuffles off. Or says, oh, no, thank you, you have a boyfriend, whatever. You then go, well, hey, at least I fucking went up and said hi. Like, how many guys could even do that?
Exactly. If you have a habit of going up to people that you think are attractive and talking to them, starting a conversation, you're in the top percentile. Because most people just will flake every single time. It's very true.
And I don't know, I'd love to see how it is for you, but for me, when I first was doing this, it was super fucking intense, and I couldn't even think. It just, like, I was not, it was weird. It's like I didn't have control of my body or my mind. But the more I did it, the more I got acclimated to energy.
Yeah.
And the intensity kind of lowered.
Yeah, that's how, like, as far as I know, this is basically what's going on, is that a couple things are, that's basically how fear works. You got to run under the waterfall of fear for the waterfall to stop, like, affecting you, you know? So first you got to learn to feel the fear and do it anyways. And you got to build some yourself. But the reason why we get, like, anxious is because it's programmed into our brain. Like, we're speaking from a male to female perspective. Like, it's programmed in our brain to put so much weight on, like, romance and finding a partner. Like, what doesn't matter in my brain is, like, you know, what's going on Pluto, what's going on the other side of the world. Like, there's a hurricane that happened on this side of the world, a bunch of people died, it was sad. But the thing is, the way your brain works is that your brain isn't programmed to think about things on a mass scale like that, because we're dealing with, like, ancient psychology being ingrained into our brain from when we were living in as tribes, as humans, like, on the savannah, like, back in the day. We're not programmed to take in and care about things that are happening on the outside of the world. We're programmed to care about losing a potential mate and destroying our survival and replication, like, capability. So that's what happens in our brain. Basically, long story short, our brain is programmed to overreact. That was the old world. This is the modern world where there's so many people out there, so many potential romantic partners. It's not just, you know, three people in your tribe who can potentially have a, you know, a child with you. And if you blow them all up, then you're fucked. No, it's like literally there are billions of people in the world that you can, you know, mate with or establish a romantic relationship with. So it doesn't matter. So your fear is kind of, it's unwarranted, but it is real. And the way to bypass that reality is with more reality, is to realize that, you know, it's not true, that it doesn't matter. And then also to throw yourself under the waterfall of fear. Feel the fear, but do it anyways. And it'll blow up and then you go back up. The hardest part is always to start. But if you have a mentor or you have some method of knowing that if you keep doing this, you will get better. Like just like in the book Mastery by Robert Greene, which is my favorite book. They talk about the process of becoming a master, and you definitely do want a mentor. Otherwise, you're trying everything out on your own skin and you're kind of wasting your time, where you can have someone who's been in the game for, like, you know, 20, 30 years to help you out. And that's where I get my knowledge from. And that's why it's been working for me at, like, the age, and I'm able to help people of all ages, because it's not just wisdom coming out of me. It's a lot of practical experience coming off the wisdom of, you know, people that have come long before me. Yeah, a lot of ideas there.
Very fucking powerful, man. Well said. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so that's kind of why we feel fear. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. Like, you can go up to anyone. If you have, like, one great thing to start off is just with the same kind of line to anyone. And then you can practice on your body language. Because what matters is your body language. You can go up to someone and say, hi, how's it going? But have the body language that's trying to lean in, trying to grab her. It's not stimulating. And it shows, like, you have a worried look on your face. That just will freak anyone out. But if you go in and you say, yeah. Honestly, my favorite thing to do is just, I see a cute girl, I walk by, I walk beside her, and I'll just, you know, stand kind of away from her. You know, decent posture, but I'll have this look on my face. I'll really feel that I'm in the mindset of being lighthearted and positive. If you can feel lighthearted and positive and actually exhibit that on your face, everything will work out better. Because anyone could say, oh, say this line, say this routine, do this, do that. But if you're in the mode of, like, this matters, this outcome here matters, into a girl. But instead, if you're like, oh, you know, it's not real, this is just for fun, and I'm in a lighthearted, playful attitude, and I'm just going to say hi to this girl. And if it goes in a weird way that I don't want to go, then I'll say, okay, great, have an amazing day, goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, at any point, you can say that.
Big fucking deal there, man. So I help build social media for this guy named Glenn Ackerman. He's an energy coach. He works with, like, A-list actors, top athletes and stuff. And one of the big concepts he has is low vibration energy versus high vibration energy. So low vibration energy being, you know, apathy, depression, fear, anxiety, all the lower states of energy. High vibration being abundance, positivity, gratitude, you know, feeling good, inspired. And if you just look at the quality of, like, being outcome-oriented, right? Like, being obsessed over the results of, like, good reaction. Like, it's very, like, fearful. It's, like, reactive, anxious. It's, like, it's a shitty kind of energy to have in your body, like, period. But if you look at, let's say, if you look at someone like Hazel, who, he's not, like, his mission statement isn't, like, fuck a lot of girls. No, it's centered on happiness, right? And fulfillment and passion and enjoying your life and having this aspect taken care of. So you're kind of stripping away the fear so you can just be happy and just kind of abundant. So when you're talking, at least for me, this fucking helps a lot. And this is how I've gotten all my best friends and social circle slowly building my girlfriend out now. It's not about, like, what can I take from this person? It's more like, how can I just have gratitude for my life, make that the foundation so I'm happy just by myself, I'm abundant, you know, my cup is full. And then when I go out to talk to a girl, I see that girl in the coffee shop or whatever, I'm just like, hey, how you doing, you know? And I'm enjoying myself. And it's not, for me at least, it's not so much about the line or what you're saying, but it's the place it's coming from. And if you can be consistent in that positivity, consistent in that you're not taking anything, you're just adding value in terms of, you know, humor, smile, entertainment, whatever. It's going to naturally lead if you guys have chemistry, right? It's going to naturally, if you vibe, if you like each other, if you like her, and, you know, she's going to appreciate your energy, it will naturally kind of build out in the direction. And if not, she can fall as a friend. Like, so the thing that shocks me, dude, and I'd love to get your opinion on this, is how
sure.
the guys that do this, right? So there's, like, the guys who aren't taking any action, the guys who are like, huh, there's something to this, and they start going out. And then the level about that, which is, like, you and I, right? The level in between.
Yeah.
The guys who go up, they get shot down, or they're going well, and they're not open to having the girl become a friend instead of, like, no, I gotta fuck her, or just, no, just gone. It's
yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think to some extent, like, you know, once you start learning how to establish romantic relationships or meet women, to some extent, there is like, that's your goal. You know, you're going out
that's what you
do want to get good at. And if you can be playful and easygoing, like, that's why, again, if you have like the power of a mentor to back you up, they could be like, yeah, this is just another stage. Don't worry about this. Just keep rolling. You're on the right path. Then you can not worry. If you really don't know where the path leads you, it's easy to get in your head about, oh, fuck, like, I'm meeting all these girls, but I can't actually make any of them, you know, romantic. Like, it keeps end up being, like, platonic, being friendly. I don't know how to fucking do that. And then you can get really frustrated over it. So that's why, like, incompetence leads to frustration and scarcity. Like, it's not good. But that's why I definitely recommend to learn how to do these things. Like, I think learning how to establish romantic relationships is a necessary, if not the most necessary skill, because, like, our primary purpose in life is, you know, to thrive and survive and replicate, you know? So you definitely do need to do this. But I get how it can be, like, frustrating. But the king, another thing that I like to say is to my clients is that, like, what would the king do? Like, if you were a king, like, say you're a millionaire or, like, you know, a billionaire, and you're, like, you just got it going on, would you worry about all these little things? Like, would you care? You know, no. And would you not go up to the girl? Would you go up to the girl and, like, try to run, like, some thing or try to change your personality? No, you would just go up to them and you'd be in a great mood and you'd say, hi, how's it going? And yes, it does help to have social skills, because they are a skill that you need to cultivate. And I recommend learning about how to actually have a good first impression and to put a little attraction there if it's a romantic interaction. Yeah, but as far as the king thing, once you know, you can learn some things about proper body language, proper tonality, some things that you can say to actually spark stimulation and emotion, yeah. And then how to actually close the deal by getting a phone number, like how to actually do that. Sometimes people have the most confidence in the world, but they don't know how to actually be like, you know, okay, how do we, like, exchange? You get a couple little things there, but then you have that, you know, if you feel like you're the king, beyond that, like, you know, it's all the way you do things and the way you feel about yourself. If you're going in because you're frustrated and that frustration leaks through, like, a girl is going to notice that. It's going to come across in your face and in everything you do. But if you're genuinely happy,
more aware of that kind of shit than guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They are more fine tuned. Another thing, you know, that my research has shown is that, you know, I could be totally wrong, but, like, it's like women have just so much more of an intuition. Because throughout the history, the power dynamic has been, like, in men's favor for a lot of the time, to the point where women, what they have, like, you know, men have, like, all this, like, physical dominating kind of, like, history. Yeah, where women have, like, intuition, like, that's their skill, like, that's what they have that will keep them safe. Where a man has, like, in the wild, a man will have, like, his hunting ability and his strength and stuff like that, but, like, a woman would rely more on her intuition to keep her safe. I don't know. Those are ideas, but it's kind of something. Either way, like, whatever the real reason is, I believe that women are way more emotionally intuitive than men. And so if you have a little something inside you, like, they're going to notice it. But that's fine, because don't let that stop you. Just because you're not 100% complete doesn't mean you shouldn't be bold. One thing I definitely recommend to do is to just be bold. And when you're there, figure it out, because you miss, you know, 100% of the shots you don't fucking take. So go there, try it out. And then if you think, oh, shit, like, you know, I keep fucking up here, keep fucking up there, then reach out to someone who knows what they're talking about and be like, hey, or like, hey, Hazel, like, what's up? I get random questions all the time from people being good except for this one thing. And I definitely recommend anyone to do that to anyone who is doing if you're working on anything, hit someone up who's already killing it and get them to answer your questions. Don't try to do it on your own, because that's the slower way to do it. And time, you know, time is life, and you only have so much of it.
Sick. Okay, revisit.
Yeah.
All fucking great, by the way, man. revisiting that Sweet. Scenario of like the girl in the bar or whatever, girl in X place. What's like a line you can give the guy? Like, what's a good opener to get them like just comfortable with just going for it? Like, what would you say to that guy to get them in the situation?
Okay, so this is
the guys listening to. So they have something in their arsenal that they can leave this podcast, this video with something tangible.
Okay, well, a couple things I like to say is that there are certain types of topics that are more stimulating in conversation than other types of topics. So when it comes to saying lighthearted, fun, like emotionally drawing, stimulating stuff, when talking to a girl for the first time, topics, anything about family or anything about dogs or about easygoing, lighthearted stuff that brings up good emotions, that's kind of the area to focus on. And so let's say you're going to the mall. So like sometimes I go to the mall because I'm looking for a gift for someone. So I'll look for a gift for someone and then say it's my mom or say it's a friend of mine. It's often better to, you know, use the, like say, yeah, okay, so never mind. I'm not gonna get too specifics. But basically this is the power of it. You walk up, you have a smile on your face, you look at her in the eyes, hi, how's it going? Good. And if you basically win that moment where you show that you're happy and everything's easy going, there's nothing to worry about, then you can say like, so I'm going, the reason why I'm at the mall is because I'm looking for a gift for my friend and she's really into makeup. If you were like really into makeup, what would you want? Anything like that. And then she'll say something and then you can give your take on it. See what I think is yada, 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 yada. And then you'd be like, if she sounds like she's from the same city, if she doesn't sound like she's from the same city, you'd be like, you don't sound like you're from Toronto. Like, you totally sound like you're from Toronto. So anything like, you know, those are openers. You could say, I'm looking for like a cool, cozy coffee place, somewhere nice. Like I'm going to meet a friend later. Do you have any ideas? You look like you have the Toronto vibe. And then they'll be like, oh yeah, they'll just go like that. So that's an indirect way, obviously, to go up and start a conversation. If you could do something like that, it works better if it's a big group. You don't want to go to a big group and be like, I think you're cute to one of them. It's going to kind of awkward them out.
Definitely awkward. Like, it can be done, but it's like a lot more pressure to be that direct. Because you get
to be that girl.
And someone like not accustomed to like handling that kind of pressure, it's like.
Yeah. That's like. It's just a lot for her. It doesn't matter what happens to you because it's just a hologram. It doesn't really matter. But for her, is it going to work? But if she's on her own, you can go up to her and say, hey, how's it going? You look really cool. So basically, I just had to come say hi. And if you say that in a lighthearted, easygoing way, like it's no big deal, then she'll be like, oh, okay. And then she'll be like, hi, how's it going? And you'd be like, it's going really well. And then you can go into some story. If you have a story on your head that you can tell, be like, you'll never believe what happened to me today. And if something cool happened to you today, tell her that. If something cool happened to you last week, you'd be like, you never believe what happened to me. You know, like lying, the thing about lying is that you don't have to lie because you don't have to tell stories like that are fake. But because everything, we all have cool stuff happen to us all the time. Just remember the cool stuff. And you can say, hi, how's it going? And then just start telling her a story. Anyways, ask her a little question. Ask her a question that brings something out of her. Don't say, you know, where are you from? Like, ask her boring shit. Have like a cool question that you can ask her. Sometimes I like to ask, what kind of art do you do? Sometimes I'll ask, what's something about you that you don't really, people don't not only get to know about you when they first meet you? Or, by the way, what's your dream vacation? Just like something random like that. Because then it brings out the real side of them and then you can tell some cool story about you. And it doesn't have to go on too long before you can say, all right, you know what? I got it going, but you have a cool energy. So do you have an Instagram? And you can sort of walk away from her when you say that. So it really takes the pressure off. If you look at her and you say, okay, I have to go. Do you have Instagram? Then that's a lot of pressure. But if you say it in like a no big deal kind of way, like, cool, okay, I got to get going. But you know, you have a cool energy about you. Are you Instagram friendly? And you can walk away and you say like, it's no big deal. She'd be like, yeah. And you'd be like, cool. Okay, well, here's my Instagram. Here's my phone. Sometimes they'll say, oh, I have a really cool Instagram, by the way, so just don't get intimidated, like, as a joke. See, it's all playful stuff. You can say the same thing over and over again if you want. Like, for that closing thing, like, it's no big deal. Like, salespeople do it all the time. But they really get to know, like, you really want to get to know them and stuff like that. But if you're worried about, like, how to actually get the number, no big deal. Just sort of say the same, like, you know, are you Instagram friendly? I got to get going. You have a cool vibe. Are you Instagram friendly? No big deal.
Dude, I fucking love that. And to add, like, the thing I found that's worked best in my life, like, having, you know, gone through many, many pickup and dating programs and online courses and live events, the overarching theme I've gotten, right, that now this is how I navigate my life, is just, yeah, like the Gary Vee thing, 51-49, right? Always giving more value than I'm, quote-unquote, taking, right? Always, cool. Like, in terms of friends, and it's, you know, it can be difficult at times, definitely, but the gist of it is giving more value. Like, that takes the pressure off for me if I know that I'm giving more to the other person. And it doesn't have to be, like, monetary, right? People, for everybody listening, it doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be, like, you know, relationships. It can be, but mainly in the form of, like, good energy and not needing anything from the other person.
Yeah.
You didn't take anything. So I encourage you guys, listen to what Hayden said. When you go out, don't be thinking about, like, what, how can I have sex with this girl? But just think about, like, how can I give her a good experience? How can I make her laugh? And not that you need to make her laugh, right? The thing I've noticed about dating is it's kind of like holding two opposing ideas at once, right? Like, wanting to do this one thing, but also not being attached to wanting to do that one thing.
Yeah, because the outcome, it's not about the outcome, it's about the process. It's about you practicing these skills because it's your duty to know these skills. It's not your desire and it matters about the outcome. It's your duty to learn the skill. And if you can roll on that, then you will learn the skill in the fastest way possible.
And it's so like, everyone listening, the dudes, right, that are in scarcity and not getting the results they want, they're miserable, and they're like, fuck, I hate both of these guys because I want a girlfriend too, damn it, right? It's
when, yeah, well, then talk to me.
Stuff, yeah, when you start practicing, yeah. Are you single, bro, or do you have a girlfriend right now?
All right, sorry, what'd you say?
Are you single or do you have a girlfriend right now?
Either.
Neither?
Yeah. So I'm not really single, but I don't have a girlfriend. So. Yeah, there you go.
Well, what I was pivoting is, the awesome thing about learning these social skills in general is that it's so fucking fun. Like, you're going to be astounded that moment where you shift, where you've been going out, you've been practicing, and then it just shifts from, like, the self-attack, judging, negative, anxiety, into, wait a minute. I'm actually having fun.
Yeah.
And then it just makes sense to just bring the girl into your life or to go talk to the girl. Like, it just makes sense. And it becomes this joyous thing to go socialize rather than this dreadful fucking experience. That's the true value.
Yeah, man.
That's the true value right now. Just the freedom to just be yourself and not the mainstream fucking be yourself shit, but like the actual who you are minus all the fear and negativity.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a good goal to have. Like, it's easy for, because there are methods to get to that point, but it's easy to be like, oh, you want to aim for peace and you want to aim for happiness. But like, it's easy to say that, I guess, when you've already accomplished it or just to say it, but to actually feel like some people are still like, okay, but fuck, I still can't get a girl and shit. Like, you know, like it still matters. Competence breeds confidence. Like, once you build that competence, like, you might feel like, oh, you have all these emotions wrapped up, but just know that even if you didn't have the emotions wrapped up, like, what would you do? You would still cultivate these skills because it matters. It's important to do so. So follow that train. If you're still in a fog, don't worry too much about it. That's a separate thing. But once you build your competence, like, building competence in anything is a generally peace-giving kind of thing. And if you can build competence in learning about how to establish relationships, then it will give you a lot of peace as well. Because, you know, every now and then, like, you meet a girl who's just like so fucking cool and they don't get so wrapped up in it. And anyone who's like so cool, and then that girl leaves you alone, that cool guy is all of a sudden like, fuck, man, I was so outcome dependent on that one thing. But if you can really get to the point where you're really process dependent, outcomes don't matter, and you build up competence and you can actually just live in this reality knowing that one-offs really don't matter because you have the skill or you're focusing on the skill, and you will really have like a lot of inner strength coming from that as well. And yes, it's something that's outside of you, but if you're having trouble because you're focusing your inner strength on outside wins, at least what's a good step down from that is to focus on your own internal abilities. And then the next step would be to focus on just you because you're you. But if you could focus on your abilities instead of the outcomes, that's definitely a better place to be.
Yeah, Powerful, man. Very powerful. What are your long-term goals with your business? Like, where's this all going toward, moving toward?
So it's health, wealth, love, passion, happiness, right? Like, that is what it is. And I want to cultivate that in abundance for myself. And then I also want to have a program that can teach other people how to cultivate for that for themselves as well. Because the only thing stopping ourselves from having an abundance in health, wealth, love, passion, or happiness is a lack of knowledge and a lack of resources. And knowledge can create resources. So if you can teach someone the knowledge that they need to know, which is the only thing differentiating someone who's in scarcity from abundance, if you can teach them the knowledge that they need to know to cultivate abundance in all five of those pillars, health, wealth, love, passion, and happiness, teach them how to get that on their own, then they can create that for their own self. And I believe that that's something that we can do, especially in the age of information, which is what we're living in right now, where information is virtually free. So basically, the thing is, once I'm going to become abundant in wealth one way or another, it's just going to happen because I study it and I will learn it and I'm going to learn under mentors, just like how I learn social skills. It's just that's the way knowledge works. You find the mentor, you listen to them, done. So that's going to happen. But also, I want to continue teaching the world how to cultivate the five pillars as well. So that's the end goal. So, you know, I've got projects here, projects there. And this social skills one aspect is connected to that big thing. But that big thing is my end goal. I want to be able to be like, look at someone, talk to them, figure out where their practical weaknesses in their life, in which pillar it's in, and give them the tools and resources and knowledge to cultivate it on their own. That's what I want to do.
Awesome. Okay, let's move, everyone listening. We're now going to move into the what Hazel can do for you, right? So what's your dating life look like right now to give people a picture of what you have and what you've accumulated so it displays your skills? And obviously you talked about it, man. You gave a lot of really good points. And information-wise, it's fucking there. But, like, now result-wise, so people can understand, like, oh, this guy's the fucking real deal. What's your dating life look like right now?
Well, basically, the way it goes is that... if there's anyone that I want to talk to, I have the competence to make that happen. So if there's a... if it's a girl, like as far as dating goes, there's a girl that I want to talk to. I know what to do in order to get that girl's Instagram, to get their number, and to have them wanting to talk to you. Like a hot number is someone who you want to talk to and they want to talk to you too. And so, you know, you get the competence to do that. It's not hard to learn how to do that. It's very simple. And then learning how to text them, that's another skill. And you can learn that too. That's something that I'm also like, that was the first thing that I got proficient in. And then dating is another skill. And then like learning how to rock the world in bed is another skill. And then learning how to keep that relationship alive afterwards is another skill. So these are all things, once you break it down, you can learn all these areas. And you can master them too. So basically the way my dating life goes now is that there aren't really any reasons for my relationships to sort of break down. Like they don't really break down. Well, I'm not perfect. They don't really... Things happen every now and then, or sometimes one of them gets a boyfriend or something. But I'll meet someone that I like, initiate a romantic relationship with them, it'll go well, and then that will just be my life. So these numbers are like consistently increasing in my life. Right now where I am, I'm not really looking for a relationship. That's just not what I'm focusing on because I'm focusing on my growth. But every time I meet someone cool, which is literally every day, because I mostly spend a lot of my time in big cities, there's nothing stopping me from spending that first 2 minutes with, oh, hi, sorry, I thought you were cool. How's it going? Like, initiate that, turn that into a text relationship, turn that relationship into coffee, and then from there it becomes like romantic thing. So those, you know, whatever number I might drop of like how many people are in my life like that, it's just consistently growing and getting better. So that's a reality. Some people live in a world where they want that, but they can't have that. Some people live in a world where they don't want that, but... You know, I believe that it's my duty to learn these social skills, and it's only getting better. And the better I get, the more I can teach my clients, and that's what really makes me proud. So that's basically my reality right now. I'm living in a state of romantic abundance. It's a good feeling.
That's it, man. So do you have any products or courses? Like, what do you have in that department?
Well, right now, I like to personalize it per person. Some people, you know, they're looking for this, looking for that. but I work with people over calls, and I have a lot of content that I like give to people. I have like worksheets and things like that. But I work with people, if I'm in the same city, I'll go out with them and I'll show them how easy it is to establish a relationship wherever you are. People have limiting beliefs about, oh, you can't start it here, or you can't do it in the dentist's office, you can't do it in the mall, it's harder in the nighttime, it's harder here, yada, yada, yada. So in-person stuff, I basically destroy all those limiting beliefs and give you the competence that you need to know to turn that romantic interest into a successful romantic partner. In person, people call me up and I go to their city. People are in the same city as that I'm in. But I also work with people online. People hit me up all the time. I have services where people are allowed to text me whenever they want. I have services where people, I call people.
Where do people best find you?
You can hit me up on Instagram. You can hit me up on Facebook.
What's your Instagram handle?
It's Hazel Carbonero, my name.
So just and you can find all me, one word?
All one word, yeah. Hazel Carbonero. Carbonaro.
And Hazel being Hazel, everyone.
That's right, yeah. And that's my name on Facebook, too. Like, people hit me up. Another thing about business is that I've set up my thing so that people know who I am. I have a big following on Instagram, and they come to me. So I don't really prospect anymore. I don't hunt for people. They come to me, and then I ask them what they're at. I do a quick little question and answer, and then I tell them what I can do, and then we move forward. Pretty simple. It's a good business strategy, too. I recommend for other people.
Okay, just making sure I'm following you. Sick shit.
Cool.
Dude, awesome, man. Well, hey, man, dude, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and just sharing your time and energy. And, like, let's get some people on your fucking movement and on what you're doing and get you some more clients and coaching. And, yeah, it's awesome talking to you, man. Like, you know your shit.
Yeah, man.
It's cool.
It was great, man. I know.
I wish guys were like you, because, like, the world would be a better place.
Well, I like who I'm becoming, you know. I'm deciding who I am, you know, and I like that's being it was fucking awesome talking to you too, man. Like, since I like saw you on the gram. I don't really know how we came across each other, but we did. And it worked out pretty well. You've got a great energy too, buddy. Hell yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Well, thank you, brother. Yeah. I got shit Wi-Fi over here, so I might upload this tomorrow when I'm at my dad's place. He has like, I don't know, Cox Wi-Fi is like Wi-Fi connected straight to God or something, man. It's amazing. So I might wait for it again. I might upload it. I might convert it to audio. I don't know. But I'll shoot you and keep you updated. Everyone listening, go follow Hazel. I'm going to link up all the stuff in the description below if you're watching on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, I'm just going to fucking read it to you. So pull out your goddamn phone. Pull up Instagram. It's HazelCarbonaro. Do you have a website, man?
Not right now.
Cool. So if like someone listening right now is like, damn, Hazel's the shit, I want to learn from him, what's the best way? Is it Instagram? Is it Facebook?
Yeah, it's Instagram and Facebook. Like, I'm equally on that. I try to, you know, answer as many people as I can. And I'm equally as good on Facebook as Instagram. If you want to follow me and see what I'm doing and learn from me more, you can check me out on Instagram. Instagram's a little bit more detailed, a little bit more visual.
Epic, bro. Thank you so much for sharing your time and energy with me, man. This was a pleasure and honor, and yeah, stay in touch, bro.
Yeah, man. It's been a pleasure. It's been emotional. It was fun.
I know, dude. It's like a little bit like a Tony Robbins event. I feel all fucking gooey inside.
Me too, man. I'm going to go put out this good energy into the world now. Get some practical shit done.
Fuck yeah, man. What you got going on after this? Like, what's your plans for the day?
Well, I'm actually meeting up with a business partner of mine later, and then I'm going out with a girl later.
See? You see, guys? That could be you, okay? Go get coached, Hazel. Damn it. Stop it. Your life is so short. Stop it. Get this under control. Go fucking talk to him. Fuck.
Yeah, well, I don't recommend wasting your time in scarcity. I recommend finding the people who know what you need to know and asking them to teach you and learning from them. That's definitely what I recommend.
Boom. Perfectly said. Good place to end, man. Thank you so much. And yeah, do it again sometime.
Yeah. Perfect. Sounds good. Have a great day, buddy.
You too.
Later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Dante's Inferno. Hope you got a ton of value. If you did get a ton of value, it would mean the world to me if you sent this episode to just one person. Just one person. If you think if it really benefited you, and you think it might benefit somebody else, please send this to one other person so we can grow the movement, so we can bring more people to what I'm doing, so I can help them get into a state of happiness, high vibration energy, and just being successful, okay? Let's make the world a better place. Please send this to one person. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Seriously, I appreciate your attention. I know I'm 23, I'm still learning, I'm still studying, I'm still employing these things, and still learning. And life is just a constant journey of learning, right? It's a constant path of self-discovery and letting go of what doesn't serve and doubling down on what does serve and just sharing good energy, helping, being in service to others. So I appreciate you following along with my journey, me being this young. I hope I do not disappoint you, and I'm just going to keep getting better and better and focus on giving value to the world. So thank you. I'll see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.